Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Editor.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey's our good friend, a longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust, and he is an award-winning journalist. He's a home-based business wordsmith extraordinaire, the author of three books on being home-based. He not only is one, he knows how to tell other people how to be one, folks, and he's been doing it for a long time. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
I'll tell you what to do there, pal.
You're good at that, aren't you?
I'm good at that.
And you make it look good, too, don't you?
I make you appreciate it when I'm telling
that's
you.
Right. That's right.
There you go.
I love that commercial, that national commercial, the guy that was used to be on Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, I'm not a control freak. I'm a control enthusiast.
I'm a control enthusiast, as he does, self-appendectomy.
That's what I started calling myself, a control enthusiast.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on out there on with the worm cam? You got that thing going?
I tell you what. I, being a control enthusiast, I want to control the future tidings of my business. So I look at natural segue here. I look at fourth quarter here. We're moving into October, and it's a good time to look back. It's a good time to meet with your accountant, to meet with your clients, to meet with your books, to meet with your greeting card planner for what you're going to send out to your clients to say, hey, thanks for your business for the past year. Let's you know, keep things going in 2018. You know, it's a good time. I mean, anytime.
Well, your customers are doing the same thing. And
yep.
And this is a good time to be saying, hey, I know you're making the push to the end of the year. How can I help?
Right, exactly. So if you're a partner, and of course everything we do, and you've said it, we've discussed it, in the age of the customer, it's got to be all about them.
Yep,
it's not
exactly
all about
right.
me, it's all about them. Mm-hmm. So even if you're looking at your own books, if you're looking at your own records, you're looking at who's been naughty and who's been nice as your customers, so to speak, you know, still it has to be, what have I done for them? How have I helped them? How could I have been better to them? How do I find more value for them, you know, vis-a-vis our relationship? You know, at any time's a good time to do it, but it's certainly a good time to do it as, you know, toward year end. Now that said, I will say that I'm a big believer in, you know, if for example, you do this type of outreach, or if, for example, you send a greeting card, you know, it toward year end, I'm not a believer in doing that after Thanksgiving. Because I feel that you get lost in the rush and you become, oh, another one.
I know people who don't send holiday cards, they send Thanksgiving cards.
Yeah. You know what, you come in early under the wire.
Then everybody's gonna start doing that, and they'll start doing Halloween cards. I mean,
I was just gonna say, just like
after
your local
20
Target,
years,
you know.
We'll be back around where it'll be novel if you send a Christmas card. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You sort of creep back up from the other direction on the holiday experience and sending holiday cards in July.
Get us back on track.
But it's an important time to start to take stock, both on your own business, how you're doing, what you've done for others, you know, and also the look of the 80-20. You know, who's been the best as far as paying clients. You know, who's been strongest for you? Who deserves the most love? Is your pipeline as a technologist?
Can
or,
I stop?
You know,
can I stop for a second? What you just said just then. You might be surprised. It's quite possible that if you looked at your activity, you might be surprised who is emerging and who is falling back, and you may be seeing a sea change. You may be seeing a shift.
Right.
When you're in the throes of delivering all this stuff, sometimes you don't see the comings and the goings balancing out like they are.
Right. You often don't. You know, when you're, as you say, when you're in the throes of it, you know, you don't see what's going on bigger picture. And sometimes it takes that, that assessment. And it, now's the time if you, if whether you're, you have, you know, you looking at your own books or whether you have, you know, you look at them with a bean counter or whether you look at them with your accountant, you know, just to see any trends going on. Or you just, if you're using QuickBooks or some sort of accounting software, and if you're using the categories correctly, and you're looking at how you, like, for example, in my business, I have corporate copywriting and I have journalism and I, and to some extent I have consulting. So if I have those categories there, what, how are those three playing out? Are any, are there any changes that I should be atop, you know, with regard to those? And should those be categorized? Should I be breaking those down into, you know, journalism could be columns, you know, meaning I'm writing columns for people, or I'm writing blogs, or I'm writing articles.
Do you remind people, do you send this out as a reminder to, I mean, you're taking stock for your, of your own business, but I mean, are you reminding your customers of the things that you sell? I mean, I think sometimes I do business with people and I like them a lot. And for some reason, I walk in their business and I realize I've just bought something for someone else that they sell, and they didn't tell me or they didn't remind me.
Right. We have to do that. And I, and
it's,
I've
not
often...
your customer. Write this down, folks. It's not your customer's job to wake up thinking about you in the morning.
Right. Yeah. That's an important message to remember.
Yeah.
You know, and that's without, and without being in their face about it, without being all gaudy and sort of selfish. You have to be selfish, and you have to remind them in a subtle way, you know. So it's sort of when, and I've said before, you know, when you and I hang up before you know we're done with this chat, you'll always tell me, you know, what can I do for you? And that's something the client, you know, you with your customers or clients have to say, you know, what's
your
pain
point? You got to say it, and you got to mean it.
You got to mean it. It's not just, hey, I'm fishing for some new business, throwing another line in the water. No, I mean, you have to say, you know, what's been your pain point lately? You know, is there some way that I can help you?
And what? Well, then, if you're paying attention to those customers, you'll see, you'll get, you probably get an idea about how you can plug in. In your case, you see somebody wins an award, you need to write them, you need to send them an email and say, hey, man, let's get that press release out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let's get you some ink. You know, let's get word out there. Let's get it out on your social media. Let's get something out there to tout your success.
Right.
You know, you want it, you just landed a new big client. You did a new install for somebody. You know, you employed some new technology or some new application or some new, you know, design, whatever the case may be, whether it's hard, you know, whether it's, you know, some sort of, you know, if depending on who your customer is, if you've done something new and novel, you got to get it out there.
That's
and
exactly
and
right.
If your customer has done something new and novel, help them get it out there, which is the point. So, you know, now's the time. Whatever it is, now's the time. And when we're in the home stretch of any given year,
you
but
can't
again,
wait till December to make the push.
No, because people are going to be
all you can do in December is harvest the seeds that you planted in October. And maybe
a
little early in November.
December's like, you'll get lost
December
in the rush.
Is what you do in September is harvest the end of the year stuff and plant seeds for January. That's what that's all you can do.
Yep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.